Nobody did it quite like Vivienne Westwood, commanding the catwalk with an air of decadence and theatre. The grand dame of British fashion, who influenced generation after generation, breaking boundaries along the way. Punk, of course, is central to the Westwood legend. While working as a teacher, she met Malcolm McLaren. Together, they created a look and a sound that would redefine music and culture. By the early 1970s, they had a shop on London's place to be seen, the King's Road, where many say punk was born. McLaren managed the Sex Pistols, while Westwood created their iconic image, influencing millions of young people.
She had an astonishing talent that McLaren, amongst others, spotted quite early on. To see what other people could not see, see the possibility of making out of things that other people wouldn't think to make out of. And that happy fusion really is some of what begat the look of punk, which arguably McLaren and Vivienne Westwood are responsible for.
Vivienne Westwood was born into an aspirational working-class family in 1941. Her early love of making her own clothes in post-war austerity Britain never left her. Often she worked in her own small flat in London, and when punk became more mainstream in the 1980s, Westwood fell out of love with it to create a romanticised look which would influence pop culture. And while her later collections saw her become established on the global fashion scene, she never became part of the establishment. Her designs, influenced by art and literature, always had an edge. Vivienne Westwood was never shy about being openly political. Fashion became her platform for dissent. She used her status to commit to a range of issues, from the WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to climate change and fracking. But it's her contribution to punk and to fashion for which she will be remembered best, as a pioneer who broke the mould.